they used to tell the doughboys when they sent them off to World War I. That's where you're going to end up. Heaven, hell, or Hoboken. Hoboken is the birthplace of the first baseball game, Frank Sinatra, and this girl. Hoboken's right across the Hudson River from New York City. So I grew up between the Holland and Lincoln tunnels, overlooking the Empire State Building. Now, there are 50,000 people in one square mile. That means you can stand on one end of Hoboken and see the other end of Hoboken. In between are 50,000 strangers. Now, when you grow up in a town like that with so many people, one might think you could be anonymous. And normally you could, unless, of course, your father is a local law enforcement. My dad was a cop. Now, growing up in Hoboken with your father as a cop, everybody knows who he is, everybody knows who you are. But they don't really know you, because we'd walk down the street and there were four of us, I was number three, four girls, and people would come up and say, "Oh my God, are you a Drayton girl? You're beautiful. Which one of you?" Until I was about five, I thought my name was, "Which one of you?" When you grow up in a place like this, you feel as though you just don't want anyone to know who you are, because I couldn't go anywhere without getting stopped. My father couldn't get 10 feet down the road without talking to this friend or that friend. Everybody was his best friend. Everybody knew him. He'd say, "Oh, tell him who you are." I'm like, I don't want to tell people who they are. I want to be myself. And that started really early on. When I was about five, I'd already had it with being, "Which one of you?" And I wanted to make a break for it. So I made a plan with my little sister. And I said, "We're going over the wall. As soon as mom goes to work, we're getting out of here." So we decide we're going to run away. We gather up all our stuff. And because I could write, I wrote the note. Got my crayon out. "Dear family, we are leaving. I am mad, so we are runned away. Love, not love, us." But we got all our stuff together, headed down the hall, out the front door, and I was making my way. I looked out that front door and I could see the end of town, and I knew I was going beyond the borders. Except when you're a city kid, you've got boundaries. And at the time, my boundary was the corner. So once I got to the corner and realized that we couldn't cross the street, it really seemed like our adventure was going to have to be a little shorter than I had anticipated. Stood there for about 15 minutes trying to come up with a way to get out of town without getting in trouble by crossing the street. Realized it wasn't going to happen. Took my sister back inside, put our stuff away, and decided this wasn't my time. And went off to school. But I forgot to get rid of the note. Yeah. So the next day, I get picked up from school in the police car. Now, it wasn't that unusual to get picked up in the police car, but that was the one day I realized that I wasn't so excited about getting home, because mom wasn't too thrilled about it. But I did, I have to say, love the back of a police car. And I'm probably the only person in this room that's ever been in the back of one before they could walk, really. He drove us back and forth. When we were late, I would go to school with lights and sirens in the back. And I gotta tell you, that's the best way to see town. So we moved to a series of apartments in Hoboken, and even though we went to different places, I always went to the same school, and there was always this cloying feeling of everybody knowing everything about you. You go to the school with the same kids from the time you were five until you're in eighth grade, and it's just, "Which one of you? Your sister did this. She's prettier than you." That's a personal favorite of mine. But I did make some good friends at the time, and Hoboken is a really great little place because there's a lot of first-generation Italians that live there. Most of the kids in my class either got to school in September not speaking a word of English or who had parents who still didn't. So after school, we would leave at the end of the day, and you would go straight to the bakery and get the fresh bread hot out of the oven. I still dream about that bread. It was crusty on the outside and soft on the inside, and it would be hot in the bag. We'd take it to our friend's house and slather it with Nutella, and there'd always be grandma there who spoke no English. But it didn't bother me, because my name was Gina. I thought I was Italian. So we would have these long and wonderful conversations about the old country. I still don't know what was going on. And then you'd go into their apartment, and it would be this little, you know, three-bedroom railroad place with a big, giant TV. And I was always fascinated by all the stuff. Everybody had better stuff than us. And whenever you asked them about the stuff, they'd say, I fell off a truck. Really? I like your earrings. Got off the back of a truck. Great coat, back of a truck. When our TV went, I said to my dad, you know what we should do? Go to where the stuff falls off the truck. They got great stuff there. But the whole town was just these familiar strangers, and you'd see the same people all the time. I would name them because you didn't really want to get to know them, but you saw them all the time. So there was the fat dog guy, the housecoat lady, the guy who wore slippers to the store, fat kid. And we just would see each other all the time and acknowledge each other back and forth because we had our own way of going through the city. Everybody had their place. You knew what your local deli was. It was Savelli's, it was Fiore's, it was Miano Bianco's, Miano Manco's, or Lisa's. And you never crossed over. You knew what you wanted, and you went in there, you ordered it. And my whole idea about what the world was came from living in this town. And I really thought that I knew more, and I wanted out, because I loved to read, and that was my salvation. That was the way that I was getting away from this tiny little place where everybody knew everything about everybody else. And I'd go to the summer reading program, and I would just read and read and devour books. And I became obsessed with the book Harriet the Spy. It was my favorite. And I wanted to be Harriet the Spy, and I had my notebook. And I followed people everywhere. I could be invisible. I would hide under cars. I would follow them in elevators and take notes. I'd get on the bus. I'd get on the train. I would go everywhere just so that I could soak up some of the outside world because I was so wanting to get out of there. And I didn't even understand how little I knew about the world. Having a dad who's a cop means that you can pretty much do a lot and nothing at all at the same time. You know, there was no money in my world. He would just say, oh, you want pizza? Go tell him who you are. I thought that was currency. Now, I will tell you something. When you leave Hoboken, people don't give you stuff when you say that. I didn't know that. We also, Hoboken has one main street that goes down the middle, Washington Street. We call it the Avenue. It's a two-way street, and really, the parking goes perpendicular to the road, but if you want to stop, you just stop and you double park. And until I left town, I thought that that was okay. I thought that yellow curbs were optional. So imagine my surprise when I got to college and found out that people like to give you parking tickets when you put your car in the wrong place. Still waiting for my transcript. So we moved into the deluxe apartment in the sky, like the Jeffersons, and we still had the experience of all the people on the elevator, and I was always trying to hide and always trying to get out, and all I wanted to do was leave. And when I got that letter saying that I was going away to college, I was so excited. Finally, out of here. I could go someplace where nobody really knew me. And then my mother died. And all of a sudden, this town became something different. I remember the day of the funeral, going out of the building and seeing housecoat lady in the elevator with me, with her dog, who always peed on the floor. And she was talking to my father, and I kind of wasn't paying attention. And I go outside, and we get into the car to go to the cemetery, to the church. And as we pull up, and I look up, I can't see anything. All I see is people. And we walk through, and it's full. I can't see the altar. I can't see the back. There are just people everywhere. And after the ceremony, I walk out the front door, and as I'm getting in the limo, I turn my head to look, and I can see the edge of town. But in between me and the edge of town is this line of cars that just goes forever. And it seems like it's going to reach the border. And then that was it. Heaven, hell, and Hoboken.
Hi, I'm Barry.